Good morning. It's good to see all of you. We're going to wrap up some of our recent studies, and I'm going to pitch a new idea about where we'll be going after today. Just a quick review, and let's remind ourselves of this big weekend. Though. We have the community breakfast this Saturday, 9 o'clock, with the Clothing Closet, and Friday evening at 6:30, the youth group will be hosting Engage 360. Matt Schmidt will be doing apologetics and evangelism training with our youth group. And then after the community breakfast from 10 to 3, we'll be having evangelism training with Matt at the church. And I look forward, hope many of you will come. I plan to send an email today to remind you of that. And then Sunday we'll have our regular 9:30 traditional, 11 o'clock contemporary with the Children's Chapel. There's a question, as we've been talking about the end times, about, might we already be in the tribulation? I've seen others commenting on this question. There's a couple of quick answers. In 2 Thessalonians 2, it says the man of lawlessness has to be revealed. 1 or 2 Thessalonians 2. As far as we know, there's no one declaring himself on the world stage as the Antichrist and taking over the world. It might be coming, but it hasn't happened yet. 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about the rapture of the church. And Matthew 24 and 25 also talks about the various signs that it's coming, and we are very close. In fact, every day we're closer than ever, and that's just the reality. But I don't believe we are currently in the tribulation. We are in what's known as the church age, which is roughly a 2,000 year period. If you're a dispensationalist, it might go longer than that, but the time of the Gentiles or the church age, and we're still in that. And Daniel 9, 24 through 27 says that time will end, and then we'll enter into a great tribulation where a man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, will come and betray Israel, and that's a seven-year period of great judgment on the earth. And of course, after the tribulation, Christ will come, Zechariah 14, and we believe he will live and reign on earth for 1,000 years. And at the end of the 1,000, Satan will be loosed from the bottomless pit to deceive the nations one last time. There'll be one final war, and then the judgment and the new heavens and new earth. So that's a real quick review, and I encourage you to study those things. But I want to move on to something we'll hope to do in the months ahead, which is just Q&A. If you have a particular question about a passage of Scripture or a topic, you're going to email me that question or topic. If I don't get any requests, then I'll make a list of some interesting ones. But I would prefer to have some input. So my email is lowercase pastorjohn@fpccwakefield.org. So I hope to hear from you. Someone asked me Sunday that someone told them that Jesus. Nowhere in the New Testament or the Bible does Jesus ever claim to be God. And so just briefly, he did. And there are many passages about the deity of Christ. John 1:1, John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." It goes on to say that he created everything, and that nothing that has been created is created without him. Titus 2:13, Paul writes that about Jesus, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice clearly he says Jesus is our great God and Savior. In John 20:28, when Thomas sees Jesus after his resurrection and he sees the scars in his hands and feet and side, he falls to his knees and he says to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." John 10:33. They were going to stone Jesus, and Jesus says, "For what miracle are you stoning me?" And they say, "We're not stoning you for any of the miracles, but we're stoning you because you make yourself out to be God." So one last one, and again, this is something I encourage you to research, because I'm just giving you four or five. The last one's Matthew 26, at Jesus's mock trial. The head of the trial says to him, tell us plainly, are you the Christ? I adjure you by God to tell us, are you the Christ or not? Are you, you know? And Jesus says, yes, you have said. And then the priest tears his robes and he says, what need do we have of any other witnesses? Because he has blasphemed and he deserves to die. They understood very clearly that Jesus was claiming to be God, not just in Matthew 26 or in John 10, but in many, many other places, John 8, for example. But I hope that at least gives you, whets your appetite on studying that. If you have a question of a topic or a doctrine and you'd like me to do a short devotional, again, we try to keep these 5 to 6 minutes, please email me at pastorjohn@fpccwakefield.org, and I'll look forward to that. I hope to see so many of you this Saturday. We want to have a great time with Engage 360 to encourage our family as we are getting near the end of the age, so to speak. The church has a lot of work to do, and we want to share our faith with others. So please come. We'll feed you, and we'll have a great time. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time together. Quick review of the end time scenario and on the deity of Christ, as well as an introduction to some of the topics we may look at. And I just pray for your special blessing on our church this weekend. Help us to grow together. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. God bless.